since that peak right there, I'm learning to be more patient on my entries. And that's been a major difference. Patience on my entries and cutting losses is really the key to trading, in my opinion. You got to cut your losses and let your winners run if you're going to make a living in this market. And that's my goal, is, you know, make a good living in here and make us both some money.
And it's incredible to see that, you know, you've been trading for so long, but those mistakes, like the psychological mistakes, are there, right?
You're listening to Trade the Pool on audio.
Welcome, everybody, to another Funded Trader of Trade the Pool. Today, Mark is with me, a new and old funded trader. He's been with us for a while. Mark already got funded a few times, so we're going to talk about that. And he's trading for a long time. Hey, Mark, thanks for coming.
You're welcome. Glad to be here, really.
It's always amazing to have you because, you know, just the fact to show the guys at home that anyone can do that, and especially when it comes to you with so much experience and knowledge that you gather throughout the year, and we will talk about that in a second. But just the fact that you're becoming a funded trader every single time, getting your place in Trader Pool, it's incredible to see. So Mark, let's start from the beginning. How long you've been trading for?
Since 1987.
87. Wow, that's, I'm sure the guys that listen in, most of them never saw this year, right? Born in the 2000 or so. How was it like, you know, trading back in the day?
You know, the last week or so has reminded me of those days when you could just buy the open and write it. It happened frequently. And then the crash came, 87. There was a stock market crash, pretty good one. And I was on the right side of it. I went short just right at when it crashed. And it was a big move, about 3 days worth. That was an incredible experience right there.
And I've been trading from 2008, and I'm thinking of how it was before when I started. When right now, 2025, when you're thinking of the differences between when you started to trade and now, how big it is, like the industry completely changed, right?
Oh, yes. And, you know, charts and indicators, all the things that I use has really evolved over the years, for sure. My problem has been breaking my own trading rules. But yeah, there's a lot of technical stuff that's come along that's very helpful in the trading industry. The internet wasn't even happening in 87. So it was all, you know, I did have charts, but wasn't quite the same. I didn't have all the indicators I use nowadays, like ATR stops and second standard deviation, VWAP. You know, everything's on my chart. Previous day's close, bullish. There's a bullish indicator called the bull SATI or the bear SATI. Depends on which side of the previous close you're headed. But there's a lot of indicators that I use. And also I look at candlesticks and their tails and things like that that can give you a clue which way we're headed next. But, you know, I look for what I call breakouts, where the market is headed up the second standard deviation curve one way or the other. You know, it could be down, it could be up, but today it's definitely down. The open was the high of the day.
Yeah. You know, I have so many questions to ask you about back in the days and the differences that we have today. Let's say, what type of strategies did you use before, like 30, 40 years ago? What was it that you executed?
I used options a lot, but I would trade the S&P, you know, back when I first started trading the S&P, one point was $500. Now it's $250.
Yeah.
So it was a little different, but I use my phone basically. I had a phone that I call my broker and put in a trade. And I was a pilot. You know, I've been a pilot my adult life, flying charter around Los Angeles area in business jets. And I was a Vietnam helicopter pilot. But yeah, it was totally different back then. I'd put in an order and put in a stop and hope it went in my direction that day, you know.
How long did it take it to execute, right, from the moment you placed the order?
Well, they were fast.
Oh.
They were pretty fast, yeah. As soon as I got through, and they had to signal the floor back then, you know, all the trades were executed on the floor. So, yeah, it was totally different, but it was relatively fast. I mean, not like today,
yeah,
where it's basically instant. But, yeah, back in the day, it would take, I don't know, maybe 15 seconds from the time you got that broker on the line. So
that's a lot, yeah, compared to today. And how did you move from, you know, you had to adapt, right? We're always talking about that the traders got to adapt to the changes of the market or the phases, the cycles in the market. How did you do that? Because you had to adapt to all new different technology. You know, right?
I've taken a lot of training courses, like with Prosper. Are you familiar with Prosper Trading?
No.
It's a Chicago firm. Okay. And they have the guy that started it was a market maker on the floor, options. And so I learned a lot about options and a lot about trading. I didn't really start stock trading till about 3 years ago. That's, I'd always been trading commodities and the S&P, but strictly stocks is a little different, you know, the volatility in an individual stock, you know, not having a news feed like today, you know, you never know when some news is going to whack you one way or the other.
Wow. And that's insane. And so you trade in stocks for the last 3 years. How long have you been with us, Trader Pool?
Gosh, I don't know. It seems like
a year and a half, something like
maybe
that.
More. I don't remember without looking back at it.
I think a year and a half or so when we first talked. And now you trade in the 50K max account, which is $50,000 of buying power. And the max give you flexibility, more flexibility on the funded account.
Yeah, that helped me for sure.
And I'm going to share my screen and show the guys at OMA what it looks like. And from there, we'll take it. Basically, every trader gets his own dashboard and you can just see the progress and follow your stats in order to understand where are you within the parameters. All righty, so let's have a look at that. So the 50K max, you need to reach a 6%. That's it. That's what you need to reach in order to become a funded trader. And you have a max loss, a daily pause. For those of you not familiar with platforms and the way it works, you have a target, a max loss, some consistency rules. And once you stay within those parameters, you basically get to the funded phase where we split the profit. So you reach that. We will talk about your chart in a second here. 74% success rate, which is super high and very impressive. Risk reward ratio is super low, negative. But of course, when you have a high success rate, a negative risk reward could be okay for that. And you have another stats here, the 1.36 on the profit factor and holding time 24 minutes. Let's go over the trades before jumping into the chart. First of all, you only trade in SMCI, right? Tell us a little bit about that. Why?
It's always got a good range during the day and it has good momentum at times in whichever direction it's headed. So it's a good stock to trade for me.
Is that something that in most cases you will search for or focus on, like just trading one or two assets, one or two symbols?
Yes, it's something that I'll look at. If there's, you know, I look at daily charts too, and I use 3 minute, 5 minute, 15 minute charts mostly when I'm trading. And so, yeah, I do check in with other another service that I follow to see what they're saying is gonna, you know, what stocks are hot that day. Also, I use Schwab, which has, you know, indicators of what's hot and what's cold that day, what direction many stocks are headed.
That's interesting. So, because there are many ways to trade, right? Especially when it comes to stocks, so many opportunities. So one will be, some guys will, like you, will focus their full potential or their full trading strategy on one ticker like Tesla or Apple, Amazon, Google, whatever it is, or SMCI, for example, as you mentioned. And some others will go to the stocks in play, those that are popping up, gapping up or down, or the penny stocks that they're pumping down. So, and I'm with you on this one, you know, focusing on trading on one or two symbols in that case. It's amazing because when you do so, you're actually learning the, you know, the nuances of the stock, right? The momentum, the way the price action reacts to different key areas. So in that case, that's super powerful just to focus on a few tickers.
Well, when I'm trading SMCI, I also have the NASDAQ chart up because they're usually correlated, following each other one way or the other. Yeah. But not always, that's for sure.
The news. Let's talk a little bit about your chart here because it's a bit, you know, it's choppy. You had a nice run to the upside, almost reached that target of the 53K mark and then dropped all the way down basically to break even a little bit below that and then again found your rhythm. What happened in this case?
What happened there is me breaking my trading rules and try to, instead of cutting my losses, holding on to, you know, a position that was going south. But since that peak right there, I'm learning to be more patient on my entries. And that's been a major difference. Patience on my entries and cutting losses is really the key to trading, in my opinion. You got to cut your losses and let your winners run if you're going to make a living in this market. And that's my goal is, you know, make a good living in here and make us both some money.
And it's incredible to see that, you know, you've been trading for so long, but those mistakes, like the psychological mistakes are there, right? All righty, yeah. So I'm going back, dropping the chart here and going back to your journey with us at Trader Pool. Can you tell me a little bit about, you know, guys that listening maybe right now and thinking of joining? What is the main differences that you see comparing to trading on your own capital with a broker as you did for many years?
Well, the leverage mainly. And financially, it's been some hard times. I broke my back in 1994 and my finances went down crazily. And but it's been a long road back. And this kind of situation where you do an evaluation to get into a funded position is really a great thing for me. And I think for anybody, you know, it's just using other people's money gives you a lot more leverage in your trading. You're not quite so, you know, you'd be a lot more conservative with your own money. You can't be as aggressive as you can this way. So funded trading is a great tool for me, and your firm offers the lowest. Now, I've tried it at other firms, only one really, but its prices were much, much higher than yours for the evaluations. Your firm is really a great deal out there.
All right, and that's great to hear. And I hope it's not just the price, but actually the full ecosystem.
No, there's everything. There's your daily input into the market, and there's plenty of training you can look at, online videos. You can follow live trades with a couple of your guys, and you know, there's a lot there, yeah. There's a lot to pack.
And that's really good to hear. And we are working on a few more tricks that will come pretty soon. So stay tuned. All righty. Amazing. Mark, thanks so much for sharing all the knowledge and experience. And I'm sure we will do another funded interview or payout in the future. And for those of you guys want to check us out, go to tradethepool.com. I'll see you next time. Take care.
My pleasure, Michael. Good day.
Thank you for listening to Trade the Pool on audio. Visit us at tradethepool.com and see if you have what it takes to become a funded trader. That's www.tradethepool.com.